What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. That's right, Eddie Greer the third here, coming to you from, of course, Kansas City, Missouri. Sports, running, whatever important comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm recording this. Finally, does it feel like fall finally here in the Midwest? I think so. But anyways, I'm coming to you here on this short, abbreviated episode here on recording this on Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this sports running podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the EG3 podcast here, folks. This is just going to be partially more on the NASCAR side of things. I'm hopeful to record, have some time before going out of town this weekend. Of course, the podcast is heading out of town to record a bonus episode featuring, of course, Chicago this weekend on Sunday. And it's funny enough, almost a year ago this week, we were getting ready for our very first World Major. It's crazy how sitting here, how time has flown by, and how time kind of been reflecting on sort of some times kind of changed a little bit. So got all that going on as well. And of course, Twin Cities happened last Sunday, Chicago this week, and then Kansas City. Hey, we talked about this already on this podcast, right? These races, boom, 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 they're start clicking off. And already Twin Cities in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota's in the books. Now you got Chicago, Illinois right around the corner, and already there's been we knew about this, right? One of the big storylines in that marathon, obviously the Connor Mance watch. Can he break the American record for a marathon? We're going to find out. And that's, we're not talking about just a regular marathon. We're talking about elite marathon. So we'll see what happens with that there as well. I might talk about some more if I can record a bonus episode. And these will come out on the back end of the week, more likely Friday and Saturday. So potentially back-to-back episodes of the EG3 podcast, folks. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, so there's that. Got that going on. So there's a lot going on. And again, and I'm just going to go throw this out there. I'm not going to say anything right now, but Plan B is in or has been in motion. Yes, sir. Plan B, ladies and gentlemen, it's in motion. It is in motion. So everything else is going on, and y'all acting like, y'all probably listening to this guy like, what is he talking about? I'm gonna leave it like that. I'm gonna leave it like that there as well. So maybe when I hit taper week, I'll explain taper phase of this half marathon build I've been doing ever since I started this thing, late July, something like that, something different. Usually we're getting ready for a fall marathon. Not this time. We have unfinished business in the half marathon game, getting submission. Well, the mission sub, mission sub 80. I have been mentioning this throughout the fall, summer and fall. Now that it's actually is fall here in KC, so all that's going on. It's been a wacky, weird, frustrating week and a half. So that's why I say Plan B. Some of y'all might know what I'm talking about. A lot of y'all don't there as well. So Plan B is definitely a motion and almost pretty much a full go at this point. And I'll get into that there as well. So we're getting ready, obviously, for our huge race. I know I'm not haven't been necessarily marathon training, but yeah, all that's pretty much set straightforward for this podcast. But this podcast, I go out of town first to take care of some fun. I'm looking forward to getting out of the state for a couple of days to kind of reset the thing a little bit until we get back here, and it's basically full straight right on in to the A race, which is the B. Well, B race is now the A race. So yeah. So I might have gave some away a little bit, but I'll explain a little bit. But I'm not gonna explain everything. Some of it's gonna be kept in house, but we'll explain when we get, I believe, when we hit that taper part of our training, of my training, which is We have what is it? Peak week. Yeah, peak week coming up next week. And then, yeah, so once we hit that taper phase of the schedule, the dreaded taper phase, we'll definitely explain ourselves there as well. So that is, I kind of gave a clue there a little bit to you guys on that. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens with all that. But yeah, Chicago this weekend, and then Kansas City the following weekend, and I think there is another race. Yeah, Marine Corps. I talked about this, or Marine Corps after that. These marathons, boom, 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 they're going to be checked off the box. It's crazy, folks. This is the E33 podcast here, abbreviated edition here. I'm recording this on October 7th here in this fine fall afternoon there as well. Oh man, so this might be a little bit extended, a little bit. Eddie Greer III here for another edition of the EG3 podcast there as well. But yeah, so all right, so got that out of the way. Now we're gonna talk a little bit about some NASCAR here for a little bit. Obviously, we'll get back into running probably more so on hopefully the bonus edition of the show, because we talked about it enough already. And it's going to continue to go. And oh yeah, while I'm on that, I'd be mistaken if I left out a congratulations to everybody, including some of Mark, the original KCRC now. I'm not going to go deep into that, but we got the original KCRC crew doing, well, five of our team members were up there. Yeah, we're up there last weekend competing in the Twin Cities. So congratulations. Shout out from the EG3 to our boys. And we're going to call it boys and gals. Sorry. So that's how I'm going to roll here today. That's how I'm feeling here on the podcast. So we got a lot going on there as well. So congratulations there, and a couple others also PR'd there as well. Man, what's going on here? What's going on here? Okay, all right. We got get a tech and a text message. We have people rolling out. So NASCAR, right? And we are now down. It was 6 weeks ago. We are now officially down to the Elite Eight. Speaking of Elite, I call this the Elite Eight of the NASCAR Cup Series, the playoffs, folks. Winding down, the NASCAR Cup Series 2025 season is now winding down fast. We are now into the round of eight drivers in, and boy, oh boy, I tell you, that race, that Charlotte Roval race was not good until the last 15 laps, when, oh, the old world drama. And boy, that word drama by itself is a word been used quite a bit in the last couple weeks on this end. Not necessarily me, but but other places there as well. That's going to stay off the podcast. But yeah, so drama in the Cup Series. And spoiler alert, SVG, our other abbreviation friend, winning the race, Shane Van Gisbergen. I've talked about him throughout the year. When it comes to the road courses, he is strong as he is one of the better, if not the best. And again, I don't want to look too far ahead and all that. And everybody's signing up for these races, for the exception of, I leave Boston out of there. But even that, there as well. Everybody looking at the race for next year. I'm like, slow down. I've been telling people, like, look, I got unfinished business here and other stuff going on. I need to focus on the present right now. You guys can do what you want to do. Again, like I said, you guys do you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you got that going on. So, there's that. But, yeah, so anyways, yeah, so NASCAR SVG winning the race there. But outside of that, you got, right, Joey Logano And this is probably what I'm going to focus on here for maybe the rest of this podcast here. Because, again, I said I'm going to potentially record a bonus episode later on this week as well as and the EG3 fans can have a couple bonus podcasts sitting in the weekend while EG3 travels out of town to Omaha, Nebraska. And, oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of that, there will be a postcast solo to the adventures this weekend. So be on the lookout for that. And if you're interested in that, I would advise you to go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. That way, you know what's going on or what happened with EG3 and all of his running adventures. And plus, of course, we still got sports going on. Major League Baseball is in its playoffs. College football is in full swing and all that stuff there as well. So we got it going on right here on the podcast. So make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. Y'all know what it is. The EG3 podcast, folks, here in Kansas City, Missouri. So there, we got that going on as well. So there will be a postcast solo to the Market to Market Relay weekend that I'm taking a part of, that I'm going to be a part of. This is my first time doing it, so I don't even know what's going to go on. I don't know what's going to happen, because I know last year I thought about jumping on and decided not to, with trying to get ready for Chicago and all that. Well, this year, you know what? Let's give it a shot. So with what's going on there, so that's going to be a part of, well, no, that's not going to be a peak week, because that's going to be used as the wrong one in three different segments. But yeah, we'll get into all that next week. We'll recap all that next week on a separate podcast there as well. So end of the year, the podcast going to ratchet up a little bit. There, you want to make sure you're subscribed to this podcast there. And of course, can EG3, the biggest goal, can EG3 deliver, finally break through in half to get his lifetime goal in the half marathon? We'll have to see about that. And yeah, very... I know I'll get into this later, but I don't like to use confident. I don't like to use that word. I'm solid right now. We roll with that here on this Tuesday as I'm recording this podcast. I'm solid right now. I'm going to go with this. We're going to actually take a break here and then come back and we'll explain what decision did Denny Hamlin make. But it wasn't really his fault, but well, maybe it is, but anyways, now I lost train of thought. Preparation. I think this preparation for this half marathon, you put that phase, I'm more prepared than I was for Chicago. I'm going to put it like that. So I'm in a good space, I believe. So, again, it's one of those things that, all right, you got to have the confidence again to go in there and do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. And I think we've done all the work, this includes, folks, Olathe. Right, I know Olathe sucked. There was no indication whatsoever about that lame time that I put down. But again, the marathon is finicky anyway. Even I would probably say the half marathon too, because you just don't know what's gonna happen. But the half marathon straight away, wait, you can hang on in half marathon. The marathon is just too many factors going on, and for my peeps going to Chicago this weekend, the weather could be playing in your favor, baby. Woo! I've not checked the weather on that specifically, but finally, we'll just have to see how that plays. Well, I'm not going to be up there, obviously, but I'll be tracking our squads and some other people, some pros, some elites, obviously. Obviously, I just said Connor Mance, one of them. That's going to be gunning for the American Marathon record. That is something, boy. Connor Mance has been on a heater this year in 2025. So we'll see what happens with that. But I feel like right now I'm in a steady piece of steady state right now when it comes to my preparation for this half, because I feel like I'm more prepared than I was Chicago. Chicago, I didn't do squat. No, I know for the speed session, I didn't do squat. I basically ignored and yet still put down what, a 307 last year, which my goal was a little bit more than that, and which I definitely failed that, but still able to put that type of time up Could have been more than that, but again, the experience was something else. This all the people and everything else like that, running with a, you're not even by yourself. You're running with somebody. So you're not by yourself out there wandering off, getting lost. You're out there with somebody, whether you're moving up through the field, through the pack or whatnot. So it's just, yeah, it's going to be something. And those that running should have the first time, they're going to experience that there. So I know my mind was just blown. It really, to me, when I look back, I was kind of out of place. Out of place a little bit. It's like, what is happening right now? Just the entire weekend. But again, if you want to listen to that, by the way, EG3 experience, the rest of it anyways, it's in the feed. So if you're a first timer or you've been a listener of this, of the EG3 podcast, you don't know what happened or want to go back and listen to that, you can find that on the EG3 feed. It's crazy. It's been almost a year City Chicago. That's crazy. That's crazy how time has flown here in 2025, and we're approaching the pretty much the home stretch of the calendar year. And so, but I think just looking back at this year, I'm reflecting a little bit from this year to, well, from last year to this year, anyways. And the preparation has been much better. I just don't think it's reaps the rewards yet, and hopefully come when it's time to shine with our half marathon race, baby. Hopefully that will come. Hopefully that will show itself. I'm looking forward to proving some people, a lot of people, wrong. Let's say that. We're gonna step aside here on this edition of the EG3 podcast. When we come back, oh yeah, Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, who made it in. The last person into the puzzle for the round of eight. You're listening to EG3 Podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're back after this. What's up, EG3ers, EG3 Nation? Welcome back to this episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, recording this new episode, October 7th, 2025. Be out looking for this. This will come out on Friday, and I'm hopeful to record a bonus episode that will come out on Saturday. So that, again, I said, talked about that in the first half of this podcast, as we are, of course, on the running front, counting it down to the, if you want to call it, the sixth world major of 2025, with Chicago Marathon this weekend, and of course, in a few weeks, New York. It's crazy that, again, I said this on the last edition of this podcast, that it's crazy, because when we step on that line for our half marathon race, all the world majors are going to be in the books. That's incredible. But now we're trying to flip the page over, talk some NASCAR, folks. So yeah, I mentioned Joey Logano, Ross Chastain. I already mentioned SVG winning that Charlotte Roval race last weekend. Folks, we are down to 8 playoff drivers here in Joey Logano. Yet again, I can't think of the word right now, but as soon as I turn off this recorder, I'm gonna think of it, right? But he has 12 lives or something like that, because he, the defending champion, still in the mix. And I was laughing at him. We were all laughing at him when we watched that, when in his interview there, still in his fight. Well, he's got a lot of work to do, because obviously he has the most deficit out of the, well, obviously 8 drivers are in it, obviously, but he sits 8th, 24 points from the cut line. That's not cut in. Now you're getting to the point of the season where you're at this point of the playoffs where you got to win, because you're with the elite group. And we know Joey Logano, 3-time champion, Cup Series champion, won it last year. He's and oddly enough, he's won it on the odd year. Obviously, this year is an odd year. Or was it even? I think it's even, actually, yeah, I think it's even. But yeah, but he's still alive. So, and I mean, probably not Denny Hamlin's fault in that. All right, let's set the table for a little bit. So, and I don't know what's going on far to my right. I don't know what's going on over here. Y'all can't see it, but I don't know what's going on over here. That vehicle should have been gone 5 minutes ago. But anyways, yeah. So, but we're minding our own business. But anyways, yeah. So All right, so this race was not that good until last 15 laps, right? And Ross Chastain, yep, he took full ownership of it. Why? Because he was in position to transfer out into the round of eight. He was going to go. And then ending up not making it. And of course, these two drivers having issues before and then came up by surface. But Ross Chastain, of course, threw it in there. Denny Hamlin, last turn on the road. Okay, so Charlotte Roval, for those that don't know, it's a road course on an oval. And they were in Charlotte, North Carolina. So last turn, coming to the checkered flag, Ross Chastain bows it in there. takes out Denny Hamlin, which that was funny. And then Ross Chastain, doing Chastain things, puts it in reverse and crosses the checkered flag. Is there, but he was leading by what? And I question the move by Logano and the crew chief Paul Wolf. Joey Logano's crew chief there. What are you doing? Put him in there. But knowing Paul Wolf and the strategy that he did, that was a ballsy call right there. Look, if he misses that, I mean, we could have put a blame on that, because look, that 22 was way off on speed. The one was on it, and obviously, because with the help of Trackhouse and whatnot, because SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, on the same team as Ross Chastain, and you throw in Daniel Suarez in the mix, and oh my goodness, wow, I mentioned Daniel Suarez real quick. Scary event happened with his wife and mother-in-law there in a frightening car accident. Oh my goodness. Thank the good Lord that they're all, everybody, Daniel's wife, Julia, is okay, along with the mother-in-law as well. I got a notification on that. And yeah, that looked very, very scary, but glad that everybody will be okay, recovery and okay and all that there as well. Man, thoughts to the Suarez's family there as well. I've been there, but unfortunately on the other side of it, on the bad side of that as well. So, well, yeah, crazy. But, yeah, thoughts and prayers to the Suarez family there on recovery. But, yeah, Dan Suarez is in there. Ross Chastain, they're on the same team. And it'll be interesting next year. Again, I hate to jump the gun here on Connor Zilich, who is going to replace Daniel Suarez in the 99. Because Connor Zilich has been a sensational in the Xfinity Series, winning some 10 races. And he won the night before, of course. So, and he beat SVG a couple of times in the Xfinity side. So that's going to be something there to keep an eye on. But that's next year. Again, we got to focus on what's happening right now, because there's unfinished business in the Cup Series. Yeah, so Ross Chastain, and really for most of that race, was in control of that final spot and lost it with 15 laps to go there. Just unfortunate there for him right there. And yeah, he was really hard on himself after the fact, and I would be too there. I would be too, for seriously, because you have that opportunity, you have that chance, right, of you're right there in the thick of getting in to the next round, where you're pretty much going to have to win. That's just the bottom line, because you're with the elite of the elite now, and Ross Chastain didn't get it done. But Denny Hamlin did not know the situation, right? And I don't believe him for a second when he says, oh, I would not pass him. I don't believe that for a minute. I've gotten like Denny Hamlin over the past several years. So, but, and of course, he has his podcast as well. I have yet to listen to his latest episode. I might listen to that on the way up to Nebraska. Might save that on the way up to Nebraska. I have something to listen to to there on the road. But, hey, man, I don't believe that for a minute that he would not pass Ross Chastain. Because, look, even Denny said it himself. If you worry about, you already going to the next round anyway. So, but who would you rather beat? It's like favorite matchups, right? Again, I can go down this avenue a lot here, because again, it's all about the matchups, right? Do you want to face Joey Logano, who has squeaked, quarreled, jumped over hoops, In and out, weaved in and out, get himself the championship four so many times? Or would you rather face off against Ross Chastain? Now, again, you're just one driver. You got to drive. You got to beat at least three other people to get in that spot, right? And again, you win if any of these drivers win in these three races, this round of eight, where it starts in Las Vegas this weekend, and then you have, oh, good old Talladega coming up next week, and then Martinsville, of course, to set up the scene for Phoenix. If you win any of those three races, and particularly if you're an Elite Eight driver, you automatically, of course, you got past Postec, go to the Championship Four. That's as simple as it gets. And these are the elite of the elite right now. We're talking about the NASCAR drivers right now. Who would you rather drive? Hey, if I'm doing him, I'd drive against Ross Chastain. But not knowing the situation. That's kind of a new one there. I mean, how do you not know what was Spars doing? I don't know. I just don't know right there. I know Denny Hamlin there, he was furious after the fact that he didn't know what the hell was going on. You should know what's going on there. But again, on the other side of that, those comments there where he said, oh, if I would know the situation, I would not have passed Ross Chastain. I don't think so. You would have passed him anyway. regardless, I think he would have passed him anyway, in my opinion, because I don't believe that for a minute there as well, because I know the beef between him and Ross Chastain. They have a history. They have a history, folks. If you're a NASCAR fan, you know the history between Denny Hamlin and Ross Chastain. And Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano. You know that history, okay? Right? They also have a history, too. So, I mean, yeah, man. I mean, that's the situation that you got going on right now. You got to deal with that right now. So, if I was Denny's shoes, I would have rather face Ross, honestly, than Joey. Because Joey fights, scratch, claws, again, weaving and out. He always, somehow, one way or another, gets to the Championship Four. And that's why a lot of people are pissed off about changing the stupid-ass playoff format. This long, exhausted listening to reading articles, listening to NASCAR podcasts about playoffs, change it. Why change it? Joey Logano's always in it. He's always in this. It's a system. You got to deal with it. There's been a lot of talk about going back to the old long 36 race strategy plan and all that other stuff. I'm like, that's another podcast. I can talk about that on another podcast there. So this is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this nice early evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. Fall for a change. October 7th, 2025. But yeah, so this. Yeah, if you're playing matchups there, yeah, if he would have known the situation anyway, I think he passed him anyway. Because you're not out here trying to do any favors. What if that was Joey Logano in that spot? Now, again, put Joey Logano, what's it say again? Flip it for a little bit, right? Joey Logano, look, he's fighting for that spot. What if that was Joey Logano that shifted Denny Hamlin in there? And I don't believe that for a minute. I don't. I'll be fascinated to hear Denny's side, obviously, because he has his own podcast as well, so, and which I like. So, again, I don't know. I don't believe him for a second there, because, again, if your goal is to win, finally get that elusive championship, you've been one of the premier drivers in this series. You're going to be your first ballot Hall of Famer. In the series, you're going to be first-ballot Hall of Famer. You could get 60 wins this year and win the championship. You're trying to get that elusive, finally win that championship that's been slipping in your grasp for last how many ever years now. You're all about trying to beat whoever's there, not try to do any favors. So I don't believe that for a minute there. So that was interesting. That was interesting to hear him say that. I'm like, I don't believe for a minute. Because if you're trying to win that championship and add that to that big-time resume of yours, I don't do no favors for anybody. That's just how my mindset works. I'm competitive, for those of you who know me, I'm competitive. So it's just like me, I got a strategy for that half marathon. I'm not going to share that because I've got others listening. But hey, I'm willing. I have goals to beat you. I ain't out here playing around. I'm not out here giving you a spot. I'm out there trying to accomplish this elusive goal of mine and trying to beat you at the same time. So, that's how you got to play it, right? And oh, by the way, my final four in the Cup Series that I predicted a couple of shows ago on this podcast, still alive. It's still alive. I had to go back and kind of re-listen to that part. Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, and I had Chase Briscoe instead of Denny Hamlin there as well. So yeah, man. So yeah, I don't have to him in my final four or Joey Logano for that matter. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. Yeah, man. But yeah, others in that. Chase Elliott and who I'm leaving off. William Byron or the others. So again, let's just set a scene real quick before we sign off here, right, on this podcast, right? Again, I'm hopeful to record a bonus podcast later on this week, maybe even tomorrow or Thursday, and then both of these, and I'm hopeful to have two episodes out for you guys going into the weekend. Of course, a huge weekend coming up on the running side with the Chicago Marathon on Sunday, and of course on Sunday as well, Sunday afternoon, you're going to have the first race of the round of eight in Las Vegas in the NASCAR Cup Series. You're going to have the NFL side of things on Sunday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs trying to bounce back. Again, they did the Kansas. They did the K-State. They did the K-State last night. They did the K-State last night. Blowing a 14-point lead. Where did I see that coming? Yeah, K-State blowing a 14-point lead. Kansas City Chiefs blow a 14-point lead. And their game, Monday night game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So you're going to have the Chiefs hosting the Detroit Lions. Ooh-wee, man. Detroit on a heater themselves right now. Following that, after that first week loss to Green Bay, they've been carving up people, defenses, ever since that point. So we'll see if Kansas City will have an answer for that Detroit, the Kansas City defense I'm talking about. Going to have something for that Detroit Lion offense. But yeah, so let's set the stage real quick. Not in particular order. William Byron. William Byron has been absent in these playoffs. The regular season champion, absent in this playoffs. He's still in it. Kyle Larson in it. Chase Elliott, who won one of the rounds in round of 12, in it. You gotta go back to Kansas. The Denny situation even looms even larger than that. Oh, I just thought about it. Hold on. Yeah, so you got 300 drivers in it. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Chase Briscoe, Joe Gibbs Racing, previous three I mentioned, Hendrick Motorsports, Elliott, Byron, and Larson, and then the other two coming from Penske with Joey Logano, the defending series champ, still alive, folks, still alive, baby, and Ryan Blaney. We know Ryan Blaney, Ano's got Ryan Blaney. This playoff format fits the Penske drivers, and particularly Ryan Blaney. And Ryan Blaney, what he does. He's going to be a favorite, but again, I'm trying to strategize my fantasy NASCAR fantasy lineup for the rest of the year on the other NASCAR fantasy that I play as well. So I'm trying to get to that late run, try to win that championship on that side. So we'll see, but we'll see about that. I've been doing well in the playoffs across the board, except for the 1 week. Of course, Roval screwed me up on one of the fantasy leagues that I'm in, but we've been doing pretty well in the playoffs, and that's what you needed to be doing there as well. So that is your eight drivers from the big three NASCAR organization. It's going to be Hendrick Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, and Penske Racing all battling out. And we'll see if Penske Racing, oh, by the way, Penske has won 3 straight championships, for those that don't know. So we'll see if Joe Gibbs Racing or Hendrick Motorsports can stop a four-peat before the season's end. We'll see about that. But yeah, the first round, so begins Las Vegas on Sunday. Who will get their first ticket in the Championship Four? We'll see about that there as well. But back to Denny Hamlin real quick. I just thought about this now. I talked about who you rather face, the matchups. Back to Kansas 2 weeks ago. Kansas. Bo Wallace and Denny, again, I don't have an issue with it, obviously, but again, Denny Hamlin owns 2311, and 2311 has been on a roller coaster all the way since last summer with doing the lawsuit and all that other stuff like that, and it's getting spicier every week and all that other stuff. So, but that's another, again, I can explain that in another podcast, like way down the road, where you know the finale, final decision on that. But yeah, again, not letting, that's probably the wrong words to say here, but Bubba Wallace, his driver, was about to win that race. Denny Hamlin, second. all these guys are battling for, I haven't got a chance to talk about this yet. They're all battling for the win. And another Toyota's, in my prediction on the last episode, did not pan out. Thanks, Denny Hamlin. Because Chase Elliott, who won his way into the round of eight, won the race. So thanks, Denny Hamlin, for that. So he cost me there. Because I predicted a Toyota driver would win. And I was right there with a corner away from getting it. And Denny Hamlin and Bo Wallace get into it. Turn four. Denny Hamlin could not, whether he tended to or not, I'm going to say he tended to ride Bubba Wallace up the wall. And Bubba Wallace, this is a lot of what ifs. And look, again, I know the teardown talked about it. If Joey Logano, for some reason, repeats and wins a fourth Cup Series championship there, you got to go back to Kansas right there. That could decide it all. You heard it here first on the ETG podcast. I'm going to call it right now as we wrap this thing up. Or Chase Elliott. Let's say that. If Chase Elliott or Joey Logano. And Chase Elliott got hot when he won his championship back in 2020. Was it 2021 or 2020? He got hot. And Chase Elliott. If Chase Elliott or Joey Logano wins with this year's championship, and if Denny Hamlin is a part of that championship four, if Logano or Elliott wins it, ooh, let's go. Ooh, boy, I don't know, man. You're going to be second-guessing that. You're going to be second-guessing that move because I know how much Denny wants to win a championship. I get it. I'm in that spot, and maybe I act like Denny on that. I don't know, but again, it's all about the matchups, right? Again, it's just like NFL playoffs. It's like the Major League. You want it. I think it was the Midday Show. The Midday Show talked about this with Detroit and Cleveland last week. And, of course, Detroit blown that 15-game lead. How do you do that? But Detroit blew a 15-game lead on Cleveland. Cleveland rallied all the way back to snag that. And luckily for Detroit, they beat Cleveland. They turned around and beat Cleveland. So, again, Denny Hamlin, you still have a chance to win that championship. But it's going to be a matter of what if Logano, I'm sitting here right now, if Joey Logano, October 7th, if Joey Logano or Chase Elliott wins this race, or not wins the race, wins the championship, you got to circle Kansas. You got to go back to Kansas where everything shook itself out. And maybe will, maybe won't. I don't know. This is a lot of racing left between now and Phoenix. So just want to throw that nugget out there for you guys out there as well. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, Amazon, Google, iTunes, Spotify. We're out there. We're out there everywhere now these days. So definitely, if you're a fan of EG3 or want to keep track of his progress on how he can get his goal in the half marathon, finally reached the mountaintop. Speaking of mountaintops, reach the mountaintop and get that elusive sub 80. You want to subscribe to this podcast, hit the alarm bell every time we update content for y'all. Y'all be notified about that as well. Well, folks, we have made it to the finish line once again on another episode here on the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, this will come out on Friday. And when this comes out, that I should, Lord willing, will be traveling this weekend for the market to market relays. that's going to be interesting, man. I have no expectations. I have no expectation for this. We got to see how all that shakes out. Again, it's going to be that's going to be a separate episode. So you've been a follower of this podcast for quite a bit. You know, we're going to do postcasts after every running event. So we'll be out on the lookout for that. As well, we'll be still tracking the NASCAR playoffs, because this was a NASCAR pod for a long time. So we'll be keeping our eyes out on that, reacting to everything. We'll have you cover right down to the champion in Phoenix there as well. And of course, we'll keep track of what's going on in the football world as well, and maybe take a look outside of that there as well. But yeah, man, everything is starting to wind down, and fall actually is here. About that time, folks. But anyways, Eddie Greer III, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Thanks for listening. We out.